here with all of you. It's the most exciting to be every day in morning sadhana in Alacho. It's a very special place. And if you want to believe my word, you have to go outside, see other temples and come back, and then you'll say, wow. Sometimes when we have a very precious thing, we may not value so much unless we get it appraised. So I'm going to sing a song of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More.
Tuma Vina Ke Dayalo Jagat Sansare. Prabhu Patita Pavana Hetu Tabaya Bata.
Patita Pavana Hetu Tabaya Bata.
Moshama Patita Prabhu na pai beya
mosama patita Prabhu na pai beya.
Aha Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Su Kripavalokana karayami bara dukhi.
Kripavalokana karayami bara dukhi.
Daya karam si acharya Daya Kara Sita Pati Adaita Gosai.
Daya Kara Sita Pati Adaita Gosai.
Tava Kripa Bale Pai Nanita
Krishna Nanita.
Aha Saru Sanatana Rupa Raghuna.
Thank you.
Acharyam Prabhu Sreneva Chandra Sangama Ge Narottama Da
Rama Chandra Sangama Ge Narottama
Da Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nishkan BBJ Pandar Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Guru Prajaka Charya Astutara Sata Sisima Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Gaudi Vaishna Brinda ki jai. Amacharya Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur ki jai. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की अलाचोनी रमणीति धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत पाठकारी भक्तबिंद सुताकारी भक्तबिंद की जय निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद
জ্ঞান মিরান্দস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জন শলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম জেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরুবে নমঃ.
So please repeat after me three times as Srila Prabhupada gave these very powerful prayers. I hope all of us remember always not to chant Hare Krishna without Panchatattva, unless you don't care, you want to keep coming million life and then you want to go to Golok. But if you want to go to Golok Vrindavan end of this life, you embrace the Panchatattva, Prabhupada says, few places very heavily. So we are going to chant Panchatattva mantra and the special mantra for Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Daita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
So today we are reciting Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 20, entitled as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the absolute truth. If you don't have a destiny where you want to go, you will never figure out how to go. You know anybody does that? Nobody ever heard? That's what the mind is. Mind does not know the goal of life, and mind always keeping you busy here, there, look at there. Follow. So we don't want to ride on mind's chariot, even though we are conditioned, I am conditioned. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealing what is the ultimate goal of life. This is a one chapter. I really beg all of you, dive into it. You'll find every answer you ever ask for. It's so wonderful. So we're going to recite, there are many verses they assigned me, so we're going to do together. No response, just together. Is that okay? Together from 64 to 81, right?
Okay. Sanatana kahe Krishna ami nahi jani, amara uddhara hetu tumar kripa mani.
Translation: Sanatan replied, I do not know who Krishna is. As far as I am concerned, I have been released from prison only by your mercy. 65.
কেমনে চুটিলা বলি প্রভু প্রশ্ন কইলা, আদ্যাপান্ত সব কথা তেহু শুনাইলা.
Translation: শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দেন আস সনাতন গোস্বামী, হাউ আর ইউ রিলিজ ফ্রম প্রিজন? সনাতন দেন ডিসক্রাইব দ্য স্টোরি ফ্রম বিগিনিং টু এন্ড. নাও প্রিভিয়াস ভার্স ইটস ভেরি স্ট্রাইকিং দ্যাট Sanatana Goswami says, I don't know who Krishna is, as far as I am concerned. I have been released from prison only by your mercy. Can I ask you a question? Can you help me with that? Is Prabhupada more important or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is important? Someone, please. Why? Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya. That's not the answer I'm asking. I'm asking very specific. Prabhupada, why? That's good. Little more. Little more. You're going around. You're going around. Because 500 years back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here. What happened to me? I have no idea. Probably somewhere in Stulpit. Sometimes I think like that.
But it is that person who cares for me is more important than even Supreme Lord. I was born in a place where Bhakti Siddhanta Sutagur temple was there. But we never thought you have, you know, something to do with you. You have a choice. You can go to Ramakrishna. There is a four temple around the big lake we have in Agartala. One is Ramakrishna, one is Bharatshavasam, one is Mayavadi, one is impersonalist. I don't know, confusion. Another one is, and then one side is Jagannath temple of Bhakti Siddhanta Sutagur. But no preaching was there. When I was a little child, I used to go with my mother, I remember. It was Prabhupada who brought me some tricks way. That's the difference. So he's more important than Lord Chaitanya or any other acharyas in my life, to me. Because he has connected me and pulled me out. And I must always remember that before I think. So what Sanatana Goswami Pad said is so wonderful. This is the humility began. Who has delivered you? You give the credit first to them. That person. Krishna will be very happy. Sanatana, I'm reading again. Sanatana replied, I do not know who Krishna is. As far as I am concerned, I have been released from prison only by your mercy. And do not give any credit to yourself. It is actually Prabhupada who is arranging this through another devotee, through another, some other, trapping you, bringing closer, closer, closer. This is a very nice. You may put a logic. Sanatana Goswami Pad, didn't he lie? Didn't he bribe with gold coin? And didn't he do all these things? How come he's saying, giving the credit to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because three things we should always remember. I mentioned that last time. We are initiating cause. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sanctioning cause. And the jailkeeper, jail, the road, whatever your life is, instrumental cause. We are not actually creating our devotional progress, but we have to desire, we have to have a strong greed, and Mahaprabhu will arrange. So who is sanctioning? Someone help me? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is very important, whatever credit we get, if we can be grateful. You know grateful, the word I'm sure you all know, means what you got. What you have received so far. This will boost our progress towards ultimate goal very quick if we can remain grateful every moment. Okay. 66. Prabhu kahe tumar dui bhai prayage milila Rupa Anupam Duhe Vrindavana Gela. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I met your two brothers, Rupa and Anupam, in Prayag. They have now gone to Vrindavan. 67. Together. Tapana Mishrere Ara Chandra Sekharere Prabhu Agyai Sanatana Milila Duhare. Can someone read the translation loudly?
By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami met
give the mic.
Dabar Mishra and Chandrasekhar.
Very good. 68, together.
Tapana Mishre Tabe Tare Kaila Nimantrana Prabhu Kahe Khaura Karaha Jaha Sanatana.
Oh, what happened? Okay, let's do it together again.
Tapana Mishre Tabe Tare Kaila Nimantrana Prabhu Kahe Shkaura Karaha Jaha Sanatana.
Someone, translation.
Tapan Mishra then extended an invitation to Sanatana, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatana to go get a shave.
Okay, you can pass the mic to the next person. 69, together.
Chandra Sekharere Prabhu Kahe Balaya Besha Dura Kara Jaha Laya.
Translation.
After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Chandrasekhar and asked him to take Sanatana Goswami with him. He also asked him to take away Sanatana's present dress.
Very good. 70, together.
Bhadra Karaya Tare Ganga Snana Karaila শেখরা আনিয়া তারে নূতন বস্ত্র দিলাম।
ট্রান্সলেশন,
চন্দ্রশেখর বিন্দে সনাতন গোস্বামী লুক লাইক এ জেন্টলম্যান, হি টুক হিম টু বেড ইন দ্য গার্ডেন স্ট্রিট এন্ড আফটারওয়ার্ডস হি ব্রট হিম ইন দ্য নিউ সেট অফ ক্লোথস।
পারপোর্ট,
the words Vajrakarana are significant in this verse. Due to his long hair, moustache and beard, Sanatan Goswami looked like a Dharadesha or a hippie. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like Sanatan Goswami's hippie features, he immediately asked Chandrasekhar to get him shaved. If anyone with long hair or a beard wants to join his Krishna consciousness movement and live with us, he must similarly shave himself clean. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered long hair objective. Sanatan Goswami was saved from a hellish condition, Maharaura, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaura is a hell where unlikeness are placed. In this regard,
refer to Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so there's a 2 point Prabhupada made it very clear. When Prabhupada pay attention and he gives some indication, we should try to see. Not that I'll be able to see, but we should try to see by his mercy. So first thing is, why dress is important? Someone help me. Why clean shave is required? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Very good. Now if someone asks you, mother, Prabhupada also said BI, Bhaktivedanta Institute, they can have a suit and tie. Are you familiar with that? Brahmacitta Prabhu, they were there in that group. And they can go and preach. How to understand that? How do we reconcile or understand that? Someone? Yes. Can I have a microphone? No, it's fixed. Somebody need to hear. Okay.
It has to be a clean suit.
Clean suit. Good. But how to understand that that attire is not appearing like... Good.
So the suit and tie is like, oh, it must be some inverted academic or something. So it's kind of, most people are a little bit external, you know, and they notice sometimes, which is unique. But, you know, if you wear a uniform, you kind of get in my space.
Good. Thank you. Any other? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Raghunath Das Goswami came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was married and his parents were very in anxiety. There's no way he should run away. But Mahaprabhu says a very constructive, I would say prescriptive instruction that we can apply. He says, "Sthir haiya ghare jao naho batu, krame krame paailu bhavasinduku." First of all, in our spiritual progress, we are touching fire, you feel hot, means Krishna consciousness will kind of slacken your material existence. You may feel like to run away from the society, run away from the family life, run away from the whole material existence, if you are serious. But it could be dry renunciation. It could be a false indication. Always better to be under guidance of a senior who is mature. Otherwise, I mean, this is natural. to fill. Mahaprabhu told him, go back home. Don't be crazy. Naho batul. Batul means you're a madman. Don't act like a man. Krame krame paelog bhavasundukul. Krishna will pull you out gradually. Every soul will go gradually. There is no one jump. I want to get out of the material world. Let me jump off the fence of material existence and go there. No. You cannot reach Krishna by jumping off material fence. Show me a verse. Shows that. I am in the material world. Three things I found very relevant to our life. I am in the material world. My body composed of material elements. You follow? My association for million lives with the material modes. So what Prabhupada suggested? So nice. That you spiritualize all these three. Then Krishna is there. So I'm going to say this. We have a two transformation. How many transformations, someone?
Two.
First transformation is wherever we are to get to that Brahmabhuta platform. Many religion in this world could be some way similar to that with the Hare Krishnas. But the second transformation, once you are out of the material three modes, your relationship with Krishna, that one nobody has. Only Krishna Consciousness Society is distributing this. But second transformation, you cannot pretend or artificially practice. It is a gradual process. So Mahaprabhu says, Sthir haiya ghare jao na ho batul, krame krame pai log bhavasindhukul. Antare nishta bajje loko bebohar, achirat krishna tumai kariven uddha. He said, antare nishta, the whole journey, bhakti, is within. Where is the journey? Where is the consciousness transformation will take place? Within. Say, I am learning a sloka. I give you a practical example. I am learning very nice philosophy. But if I do not apply in my own life, but in order to apply, you have to contemplate. Contemplation produces reflection. Then application. And if we do not apply, can you tell me what will happen to this knowledge that I am gathering? It has a connotation. What? No, not useless. It has a value. It will be there. It will create pride. And I will not be happy. Why they don't allow me to see how much I learned? Why they don't allow me to speak? Why they don't respect me? It's a false pride. Nobody can purify that. Only each devotee can purify. We have to go inside what I learned, how it is relevant to me. And if we don't do that, it will become like an artificial, I know so many sloka. You don't know so many sloka. I'm better. You understand? This is a biggest block. If you have a big boulder on the road, how fast can you reach to your destiny? You are stuck. This spiritual growth is stuck like this. Mahaprabhu says, antaranista, journey within. Must contemplate, reflect and apply. If you do that, what would the first result? Satisfaction. Are you happy in spiritual path, in Krishna consciousness path? I mean, I don't want to be artificial. Yes, I am happy. I don't see any other better than this. I didn't get anything, but I'm satisfied. And I want to progress. This is required. Prabhupada was asked. This devotee says he's not happy. Prabhupada said, devotee means happy. But Prabhupada, what is that really means? Brahmabhuta. Devotee means Brahmabhuta. You are satisfied. Pure bhakti cannot begin until we come to that platform. Until we come to Brahmabhuta platform, pure bhakti does not exist. It is mixed bhakti. It is very important. And we are all sadhaka, we are doing sadhana. Sadhana is also pure bhakti. Don't misunderstand. And the mixed bhakti and sadhana bhakti are not same thing. Very precise. We are following sadhana bhakti. Pure bhakti has the three stages. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. Our goal is prem, but immediate goal is not prem. Immediate goal is that love we have in our heart to be awakened. And it will be only way awakened by practicing every day, diligently, attentively. You follow? Without sadhana, you will not get bhava. Without bhava, there is no prema. It's a very nice. Okay. So, B.I., they, when they dress nicely, they actually get well reception by the other similar institution and other. And they can actually bring those souls back to Krishna. Our whole purpose should drive how to bring each soul back to Krishna. This is what devotee means. Devotee means one who brings the other soul back to Krishna. Through our personal behavior, through our personal attitude, our dealings, and by distributing Krishna consciousness. Both. It's not only goes like one way. Achar karen keho na kare prachar, prachar karen keho na kare achar. Achar prachar karaho dui karja tumi sarvaguru jagate rajya. Mahaprabhu appreciated. All is associated because they are doing two things, achar and prachar. Our behavior, our attitude, our relationship, people are more fascinated by seeing your, how you deal with your obstacles, with your challenges. I may be chanting 64 rounds, but if my behavior really turns somebody off, is that a big deal? Oh, I'm chanting 64 rounds? No. That's why five things are important. Please repeat after me. First is sadhana, daily practice. Siddhanta, good understanding. Siddhanta. Third is seva. Seva. Do something practical. Whatever, because you have a psychophysical nature. This is the whole thing coming very soon. My Krishna, time is running. Psychophysical nature is very important that we purify, otherwise transformation will not take place. So, we, how many we got? What are those?
Sadhana,
Siddhanta, very good. And next is Sadachar. Sadachar means well behaved. This is what this verse, Prabhupada is emphasizing. Devotee doesn't matter whatever dress they have, but when they deal with even the lowest, maybe sinful man, they have to have this compassion. They have to have. Sorry. So, how we behave? Because Prabhupada was so wonderful. There was a little problem in Japan where the landlord was making little fuss, and Prabhupada met this lady and the whole complaint that she was complaining, but the way Prabhupada dealt, didn't even talk about it. Prabhupada said, oh, you are so nice. You have given us this facility. It's very nice. You're taking care of the garden. He was appreciating, and this landlord withdrew all the problem. You may say, well, that's because Prabhupada. Prabhupada wants us to behave also properly. You follow? It's very important. Okay. 71, we go together. Oh. Thank you. You paid attention. So we got so far, sadhana.
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 Seva.
Sadachar. Saddhaya.
Can you say Sadhai? Every day you have to say, every day I'll read Prabhupada's books. Really, everybody said that? You're going to do it. In front of deity, you just said it. And in front of all the Vaishnavas. Just do it. There is a happiness, mystical happiness. You want to experience, we want to experience. What's the purpose of life then, if we don't read everyday Prabhupada's book? It's so wonderful. I'm so excited that Vaisheshika Prabhu will be here and he's going to pound on this, I'm sure. I cannot say what he's going to say, but at least I know he loves Prabhupada's books and he made this. Okay. So these are the five important factors. Okay. 71, together. Sei basra sanatan na kaila angikar suniya prabhura mane ananda apar. Translation, someone? Can you give the microphone to her? Thank you. You can read one more time so other can hear online. Go ahead. You can read now.
Chandrasekhar offered a new set of garments to Sanatan Goswami, but Sanatan did not accept them. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard news of this, he became unlimitedly happy.
Very good. 72, together. Maddanna kariya prabhu gela bhiksha karibare sanatane laiya gela tapan mishra ghare. Translation.
After bathing at noon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Tapan Mishra for lunch. He took Sanatana Goswami with him.
Very good. 73. Pada prakshalana kari bhikshate vasila sanatane bhiksha deha mishere kahila. Translation.
After washing his feet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down for lunch. He asked Tapan Mishra to supply Sanatana Goswami lunch also.
See what he did before? He's getting the result. If we behave, you all do. If I behave with the other devotee proper, when the opportunity comes, I'll get the mercy. See, Mahaprabhu going to invite Sanatana to sit down and eat. Would you like to sit down with Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
Yeah? Or you want to get the remnants of Mahaprabhu after Mahaprabhu eats? Answer me.
The remnants of Mahaprabhu.
That is intelligent. This is what is going to happen. Okay, next one. We did 73, right? 74. Mishra kahe sanataner kichu kar kritto ache tumi bhiksha kara prasad tare diba pache. Translation.
Tapan Mishra, that's a Brahman, has come, has some beautiful form, therefore he cannot accept Vanshna. At the concluding of the meal, I shall supply Sanatana with some
remnants. See, it looks like he lied. But actually no, because he's so wonderful, well-wisher devotee, he wants to benefit Sanatan Goswami with the remnants. Remnants, Narad Muni spoke, first canto, fifth chapter, when Vyasdev asked, how did you become pure devotee, Narada? So Narad Muni says, Uchishta lepana anumodita dije. When you take the remnants, you know first thing it does? It cracks, breaks all the nuts of karma, life after life. And it slackens and it will dissolve, first thing. Second thing will happen, you'll feel some attraction. Yeah, I like to hear about Krishna. Yeah, I think so, I do. Do you feel like that?
Yes.
Means prasadam is working. You better be aware. The third is, you'll come to a point where Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me one time in the car, he says, the moment you feel, I don't want to exist without hearing Krishna. I really want to hear Krishna. I really want to Krishna. Prabhupada told to him, that is the connection of pure goodness.
you literally out of the material world. You'll be in Alachua in this body, but you are in a different level of existence. Would you like to be out of three modes? Say yes loudly.
Yes.
Then develop the greed. Do not eat anything without prasadam. Only prasadam, otherwise no. There's three results. Very nice. Okay. 75.
Bhikshakari Mahaprabhu Vishrama Karila Mishra Prabhu Sesho Patra Sanatane Dila.
Translation.
After eating, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a rest for a while. Tapana, Mishra then gave Sanatana Goswami the remnants of food left by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Very beautiful. 76, together.
Mishra Sanatane Dila Nutana Basan Basra Nahi Nila Tehu Kailani Vedan.
Translation.
When Tapana Mishra offered Sanatana Goswami a new cloth, he did not accept it. Instead, he spoke as follows.
77, together.
More Basra Dite Jodi Tumar Hai Mana Nija Paridhan Eka Deha Puratana.
Translation.
According to your desire, please give me an old cloth you have used.
Why prasad cloth is more important than new cloth? Someone help me. Yes, Mother Ekadasi.
Because it has.
Can you give the microphone? Please? Because some people hear us online. Okay.
It has, I don't know, the vibes of the person that wore it. We get benefit from that, or the person that used it.
Very good. Thank you. Imagine we all are sitting in this temple. Now we all have a spiritual credit. We have to agree by the mercy of Prabhupada. But imagine you can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Say 20 devotees, including me, right now in this temple. You have the mood of all the 20 devotees, their mood also came to you. What will happen to you?
Static.
Thank you. You'll be Maha, great devotee right now. How do you get it? Be nice and service mood to other devotees. Their good feeling for you, Krishna's sanction. There's a beautiful verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kabe Sri Chaitanya More Karivena Daya Kabe Ami Paivo Vaishnapada Chaya. If you really want to progress, it's not only by your own endeavor you can get big. It is endeavor and mercy. If we really want to advance very quick, we have to serve and be happy with the other devotees. The whole endeavor should be how to make other devotee happy. Why? Because 11th canto Krishna told to Uddhava, Adara Paricharjayam Mad Bhakteshu Abhivandana Mad Bhakta Puja Abhadika Sarva Bhuteshu Manamati. He says, if you have love for me, so you detect, do I have love for Krishna? If you have a love for me, then you worship, love my devotee more than me. Now you wonder why we worship and love Prabhupada more than Krishna? If you really go to ISKCON temple, you'll see they love Prabhupada more than Krishna. Is it bona fide? Yes, it is what Krishna said in 11th canto, Adara Paricharjayam. You have affection for me, you worship and love my devotee more than me. So if we love Prabhupada and love the devotees, it is pleasing Krishna. Can somebody tell me what is the essence of this sentence? I want to hear that. So know that you took it. Why we worship Prabhupada more than Krishna? Why we have to love and respect the devotee more than Krishna?
Devotees.
Very good. Because it pleases Krishna. Bhakti, pure love means pleasing Krishna. It did not say pleasing devotee, pleasing soul or other. It says pleasing Krishna. But Krishna says, if you love, when you love me, show you love by loving other devotees, that pleases me most. So by loving other devotee, pleasing Krishna more. It's an easy ticket to please Krishna. Yes, thank you. And some word is there, in his absence, he said, in my absence. Like, whoa. Means now, we are talking about now. How we love each other by cooperating. Unity in diversity, all these are very important. Thank you. Okay, 78, together.
Tabe mishra puratana eka duti dilam. Teho dui bahir basa kopina karila.
Translation?
When Tapan Mishra gave Sanatana Goswami a news of the Sanatana immediately tore it into pieces and made two sets of outer cloth and inner.
Very good. Means don't get too much. Whatever you need, you get. That's what it is. 79 together.
Maharashtriya DJ Prabhu Milaila Sanatane Sei Vipratare Kaila Mahani Mantrane.
Translation? Karnapur Prabhu?
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Maharashtrian Brahman to Sanatan, the Brahman immediately invited Sanatan Goswami for full.
Very good. AD. Together.
Sanatana tumi jabat kashire rahiba tabat amar ghare bhiksha je kariba.
Translation? Go ahead.
The Brahmana said, my dear Sanatana, as long as you remain at Kashi, please accept lunch at my place.
Okay, and today's the last verse is this one, 81. Together.
Sanatana kahe ami madhukari kariba Brahmana ghare kene ekatra bhikshalava.
Translation? You can give to Pundarik Prabhu.
I can.
The Vijay Prabhu, run.
Sanatana replied, I shall practice the process of Madhukari. Why should I accept full meals in the house of Brahmana?
Okay, then there is a purport. But Madhukari, I want everybody to understand Madhukari is very important. It is how it is relevant to our life. See if you can catch it. Okay, go ahead, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Yeah.
The word Madhukari comes from the word Madhukara, which refers to bees collecting pollen from flower to flower. A Madhukari is a saintly person or a medicant who do not accept a full meal at one house, but beg from door to door, taking a little food from each householder's place. In this way, he does not overeat or give householders unnecessary trouble. A person in the renounced order may beg but not cook. His begging should not be as a burden for the householder. The Madhukari process is strictly to be followed by a Babaji, that is, one who has attained the Paramahamsa state. This practice is still current in Vrindavan, and there are many places where alms are offered. Unfortunately, there are many beggars who accept food offered to Krishna. I'm sorry, they missed. People try to imitate. Has to come to Vrindavana to accept them but not follow the principles of Sanatana Goswami. People try to imitate him and lead an ideal life by practicing Madhukari. It is almost impossible to strictly follow Sanatana Goswami or Rupa Goswami. It is better to accept food offered to Krishna in the temple than to try to imitate Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami.
Very good. So the word Madhukari means the honeybee. Anybody research about honeybee, what they do? When they go suck flower, they never ask, whose garden is this? Who planted this? Who watered the plant? They only go for a particular purpose, to suck the honey and get out. You follow? They are not wasting time. That's why sannyasi, why their profession is called honeybee, madhukari, means they only related with Krishna consciousness, nothing else. They go to Grihastha's house or anywhere just to ignite Krishna consciousness in their life. And if cannot do that, have nothing to do with that person or people. So this is a very important. Because sannyasi doesn't mean, what is our goal? Is it to take sannyas or become servant of the servant of Mahaprabhu? Servant of the servant. Prabhupada made it very clear. Sannyas means there are four types of people, and I want everybody to catch, see where you are. You don't have to tell me. You can detect yourself. There are one type of people by attachment and detachment. This is the criteria. They are attached to material world, detached to Krishna consciousness. Who are they? Someone? Non-devotee, karmis. There are another group, they are attached to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. They are also attached to the material world. Who are they? Anybody ever heard that? Yeah, sahajiyas, neophyte bhaktas, myself too. There are another group who are detached from Krishna, detached from the material world. Who are they? Mayavadi, impersonalist, you can, very good. There are fourth group, they are attached to Krishna, detached from matter. Who are they? Pure devotee, very good. So you detect what proportion towards that. And this is the criteria. So there is the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 48 verse, very nicely explained. I have 7 minutes, I'll try to finish in a few minutes. That emotion at our core, we are conscious being. Conscious being means to have an emotion. This emotion cannot be wished away. Difference between material attachment and aversion, or I hate this world. Just like that devotee told Prabhupada, I'm tired of this world, Prabhupada, I want to reject this world. In New Vrindavan, in the morning walk, and Prabhupada says, do you own the world? He said, no. He said, how can you reject something you don't own? You follow? It's a good logic Prabhupada gave. It is not the world we are attached to. Is it we are attached to the material elements? Yes? No? No. We are not attached to the earth, air, water, fire, ether. What we are attached to them? External energy. She play with these 5 elements and 3 subtle. And she makes some toys. Beautiful girl in front of a young man. Oh, I like her. You follow? Beautiful toy to a child. Mommy, can I buy this one? How come we are not attached to the material elements, but then why we are attached to the sense gratification? Because Maya Devi play with the elements and create something in front of us. Attraction to that is called karmi. Not succumb but detached from that attraction is called renounce or devotee. You follow? Dress is not so important, because in 8th canto, 2nd chapter, 17th verse, I believe, Prabhupada gave it. Very important purport. You please read. He said that Ishkan, through Ishkan, we have declared war Are you all in the world? Are you in ISKCON? Yes?
Yes.
Loudly?
Yes.
Then you are in a war, according to Prabhupada. War against who? Maya. What is Maya? That attraction that I am saying. You follow? I want this. I want to enjoy this. I want to have this. It is not the material nature we are attracted to. It is the illusion she creates with these elements. She produces something and it draws our attention. That allure activity we need to resist. And we cannot. So Prabhupada gives a very nice, I'm paraphrasing, Prabhupada says, stay where you feel safe to fight with Maya. Whether you are grihastha or renounce or brahmachari, banaprastha is not a question. Question is where you find most secure to fight with Maya. You follow? Everybody follow? So is ashram important? One sense no. One sense yes. One sense no means our goal should not be ashram elevation. Our goal is where I can fight with Maya till my last breath, that I can be aloof from Maya, that attraction. Whatever ashram you feel more secure, stay there. That is called Krishna consciousness. Practice place. Okay. So, why I brought this one? Because our connection with the material allurement is through the consciousness. Please develop a habit to detect where your consciousness. And primary, the most powerful, in the consciousness there is components. One of the components is the most dangerous that binds us. It's called emotion. Detect your emotion, where it's going. If you can see the you can see the emotion. If emotion goes towards Krishna, what is that called? Help me. Bhakti. If emotion is going, oh, that Mataji looks very attractive. I'm a young man. Where is that emotion going to take me? No, physical. Be more specific. Because everything is Maya. It's not. I mean, we have to be very detective. Then you can be assertive and protect yourself. Believe me, Guru is not going to protect. Krishna is going. No, Krishna will never decide for you. 1863. Or Krishna told Arjuna, Jatha icchasi tatha kuru. Arjuna, I have given you complete knowledge. Decide what you want. Why can't you decide for me? Krishna never decide. Krishna will never decide for you. You have to make your own decision. So then why we are discussing? To gather all the information we need to make the decision. And when we make the decision, most powerful decision is backed by the emotion. So when emotion goes towards Krishna, I like the way Prabhupada says a three garland. Vijay Prabhu is so kind, he told me his wife is actually guiding him. Because of her, he is advancing because she made the garland. I was so happy to see those both garland they brought. So I said, you made a beautiful. He said, no, it's my wife. By her mercy, I'm advancing. I said, wow, very nice. Very nice attitude that within family you appreciate each other. So, like this, when you feel some attraction towards Prabhupada, I like this garland, this is nice. I like the way Prabhupada is so composed, merciful. Now, if I contemplate on this, where am I going to go? Where is this emotion going to take me? Help me. Very good, devotion. Very good, devotion. I like that car. I wish I had a car. Help me. Where am I going with this desire and emotion? Physical world. But we are not, we are soul. We are not physical. We are not this body. So you have to detect. You have to detect and you can prevent yourself all the time. I like the way Prabhupada said when the devotee says, there's so many young, beautiful girls in this movement, you don't feel ever attraction? Prabhupada said, yes, I'm not a robot. Yes. How come you don't feel? Said, my intelligence protects me. And he quoted this verse,
najajjate sadatmastita jata buddhi ashraya eta disheshya ishanam prakritastapi tadgune prakritastapi. You want to above, you want to stay above 3 modes in Alachua or wherever you are, then you must engage intelligence to guard you. And how do you hire intelligence, how do you maintain intelligence? By feeding and taking care of the guard. If your guard is guarding you all the time, imagine, hey, always guard me, hey, be always with me. But then when the enemy came, the guard fell asleep because you never gave him off to take rest. What will happen? You will never win the war. So how do you feed the guard? Give intelligence. Intelligence need to hear Prabhupada's lecture every day. Then intelligence becomes sharp. Prabhupada said, intelligence is that which kills the idea, desire, before it turns into action. What a profound word. It's like a Sanskrit sloka. Prabhupada said it in a very simple way. Intelligence is that which kills the desire or emotion before it turns into action. That's why he quoted that verse. Anyway, I went over. Sorry. Okay, I want some one or two reflection that you're taking from this discussion today.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Mother. Can she have the microphone? Oh, sorry.
I pretty much every day listen to Prabhupada recording, but sometimes I realize when I turn it off, what did he say? And it seems to have, I was hearing it, but I did not retain it. So is that beneficial, and where is it going? What is it doing if I'm not able to recall?
You know, like in America we do sometimes, when you explain me something, I say, aha, what does that mean? Means I linked something, I had some idea or I heard somewhere, your explanation made it like a linked or clear. So that's what it is. Or you are searching for some answer, you got the answer. Could be many reasons that sound comes. Thank you. Yes, Mother.
Thank you very much for the nice class. You mentioned before that a devotee should be happy. And then you said something about satisfaction. And I wonder, so does happiness mean that I know that I'm not leaving, no matter what, I'm not going anywhere else, but I'm not necessarily, you know, like cheesy, smiley all the time. Do you get what I'm asking?
Yeah. I have the quote here. First I'm going to read the quote of Prabhupada. This is 1976, Melbourne, 24th April. I was collecting all the quotes that Prabhupada said about the devotee's life, existence, experience. Devotee. Often the devotee thinks that he is more unhappy than karmis because he knows he is unhappy. Prabhupada. Then that means he is not a devotee. Another devotee. He is not a devotee? Prabhupada. Yes, he is not a devotee. Devotee means the first sign will be happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Bhagavad Gita 18:54. If he is not Prasanatma, he is rascal. He has not entered even devotional life. He is outside. That is the test. I mean, I took it seriously. I'm still thinking sometimes. It's like, wow, we want to be devotee. I mean, we are devotee. But another quote I'm going to read. This is 1969, Hawaii, March 21st. Prabhupada said, Krishna is joyful. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, I must be also joyful. That is natural. If my father is black, then I am also black. So our father, Supreme Father Krishna, is joyful always. He is not engaged in some industrial work or heavy machine making. He is simply playing on his flute, and Srimati Radharani is there. Whole Vrindavan is joyful nature. Krishna is eternally joyful. We should be always eternally joyful. Very nice. Now, oh, we didn't finish the purpa? Oh, Krishna. There is one more? Oh, can you read it, please? Can you read it, Mata? Just read. I'm sorry, I just...
He who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation, and work can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. The ideal sannyasi strictly follows the ways practiced by the Goswamis.
Good. Thank you. So just to give you some idea, Mother, and I'll end with that, that what I found so far for a devotee, you can memorize in your head, and I'll give you the sloka from Bhagavad Gita and what I understood. Happiness is an austerity. I know you never thought about it, maybe. Happiness is austerity. Believe me, I should not brag about it, but when I get up very early and chant, I feel most joyful in my life. Now, 20 years back, I would think like, oh, why can't I just rest a little more at that time? And you know, there's in a purple Prabhupada said like, how Rajagun people think, you know, you need to take care of your body, Prabhu. I mean, paraphrasing, Prabhupada didn't say exactly like this, but he put in the purport, like, if you don't take care of your body, whole day you will have a trouble in the office, work. So better sleep extra, it's okay, it's done. But now I feel like completely opposite. How horrible it was. I was like wasting my time. Actually, there is a joyful in the austerity. And if you want to read it, you read it in Bhagavad Gita. Mana prasadat sammattam maunam atman vinigraha. Krishna says, I will read the translation. Prabhupada said, serenity, simplicity, gravity, self-control, purity of the thought are the austerity of the mind. Believe me, when you really strictly follow and really trying to upgrade your consciousness up, there is a mystical happiness in your heart. It cannot be explained. That satisfaction is there, guaranteed. The process that Prabhupada gave is 100% guaranteed. But those who are practicing, if they are not rigidly practicing, they may have a different view about it. So first, happiness is an austerity. Second, the happiness is an emotion. Third, happiness is a decision. And fourth, happiness is a benediction. And itself has a big explanation. We'll do it one day. Next class. Thank you. Thank you for a nice time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Pranande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bancha Galpatur Vishripa, Sindhava Chapatitanam Pavanipo. Vaishnavibho Namo Namo. Thank you.